Thanks, Carl. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matthew McGraw from Lathrop, California.
Where's Lathrop?
Lathrop is in the Central Valley, about an hour east of the San Francisco Bay Area and about an hour south of Sacramento.
Oh, what do you do there?
I am a full-time stay-at-home dad of a beautiful, almost three-month-old baby girl.
Oh, wow. How are you?
Oh, man, that's nice.
How are you enjoying, the stay-at-home dad life?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I can't get enough.
Oh, you will, my friend. Matt, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Matt's topic?
Okay, Oprah, I'll start living my best life next week.
You want to change your life, but that couch is so comfy. Well, this week we read about someone finding inspiration in an unlikely place. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people finally getting motivated to make a change. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Faith Saley.
Ask any dog owner the best part about having a pet, and the invariable answer is unconditional love. But according to veterinarian Rita Nettler, even your pooch has deal breakers, like your stinky, stanky breath. Turns out you can only be a dog whisperer if your dog can stand to smell your whispers, which is why Dr. Nettler encourages her clients to quit smoking if they want to receive doggy kisses. Like Bill Tuckman, whose two great loves were his border collie Noe and his pack-a-day habit. One of those had to go. Tuckman says, in the morning, Noe couldn't keep her paws off of me, but by the end of the day, all I got was her tail. I could tell she was judging me. Dr. Nettler, who claims her practice involves listening to animals, learned from Noe that her owner's cigarette breath was a huge turnoff. You might think it's strange that an animal known for sniffing butts is offended by the smell of butts. Yet, Dr. Nettler says dogs have a natural aversion to the odor of burnt tobacco. Remember, dogs are people too, she declares, and they want to be smoke and smoke breath free. Tuckman quit cold turkey, no ifs, ands, or cigarette butts. The day Noe peed on my Marlboros, says Tuckman, was the day I got the message.
And then his breath was so bad, even his dog couldn't stand it, and thus he quit smoking. Your next story of unlikely inspiration comes from Adam Felber.
Bob Muse found his exercise muse while cruising his own neighborhood of Longwell Green, England, on Google Maps. Using the virtual tour known as Street View, Bob was checking out his town when he saw a familiar-looking landmark, gigantic, gray, imposing. It took some time before Bob finally realized that the great hulking obelisk in question was himself. It turned out that just like the Great Wall of China is visible from space, the Great Mound of Bob was visible on the Googles. I'd been thinking of losing some weight for some time, but when I saw that picture, I knew I had to do something, said Bob, whose 300-pound public appearance motivated him to begin a regimen of diet and exercise that has resulted in a loss of about a third of that weight. But not to worry. Those extra 100 pounds will forever haunt the internet version of Longwell Green, part of the monument I like to think of as Bob Henge.
A man catches a glimpse of himself on Google Maps and decides something must be done. Your last story of self-improvement comes from Paula Poundstone.
Even Santa Claus has sworn off sweets for the holidays. Steve Renforth was delighted to be selected as Santa Claus for this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Delighted until rehearsals began and his weight disabled the hydraulic lift that made Santa's sleigh fly. I had always thought of myself as plump, you know, jolly, says Renforth, but this has been a wake-up call. I hooked up with a fitness guy the day after this happened, and he says he thinks he can have me flying safely by Thanksgiving Day. I mean, I really got it. I am so lucky this happened during the rehearsal. Can you imagine the headlines if it happened at Showtime? 8 tiny reindeer, no match for Santa's girth? Patricia Della Piana, the parade's executive producer, denies that they considered firing Renforth or charging him for the tangled mess he made of Santa's sleigh when it crashed under the strain of lifting him. It wasn't as bad as people are making it out to be, says Della Piana. Steve is doing a great job. He's a fantastic Santa. Yes, the metal and the fiberglass sleigh were crushed, and Rudolph made a grunting noise, but it ended there. No elves were injured, and Mrs. Claus was only in the hospital for 2 days due to complications. Any scarring will be temporary.
All right, here are your choices, Matt.
Oh, wow.
From Faith Saley, A man giving up smoking because even his dog couldn't stand his breath. From Adam Felber, a man catching a glimpse of himself on Google Maps and realizing he needed to lose some weight. Or from Paula Poundstone, as Santa in the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade, deciding to lose some weight because the hydraulic lift couldn't. Which of these is the real story of sudden inspiration for self-improvement?
Oh, well. I think I'm going to have to go with Adam and Bob Henge.
Adam's story of Bob Henge?
Yes.
The enormous man, so big he could see himself on Google Maps?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. Well, that is your choice then. Adam's story, well, we spoke to someone who was intimately familiar with this story.
Millions of people around the world use Street View to find out where they want to go on vacation, to check out a new neighborhood, but this is the first time that we've ever heard that anyone has used it as a dieting technique.
There you are. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Michael Harvey of Google UK. Congratulations, Matt. You got it right.
Thank you.
You earned a point for Adam Felber. You've won our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's really impressive. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.